Back with you on our program today, Lisa O'Donnell's with us from the Stillwater Public Library. It's good to see you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Good to see you as well.
We have a few things we want to talk about today. And first of all, the winter reading program starts next week.
Yes.
And take us through that and how that works.
It is a Choose Your Own Adventure winter reading program. It's for all ages, and it starts on Monday. You can start registering on Monday the 7th. It'll run through February 15th. And the way the program works is you sign up online with Book Points, which is the same program we used over the summer. It's much more convenient than our old program that we used because families can sign up all together as one unit, so one person can manage, not 1,000 passwords, usernames, that sort of thing. And the way it's going to work is you'll do little adventures in either art, history, or nature. You can do all three. Each time you go in to do it, you can choose to go maybe art history or go with a nature tour or whatever. And you'll earn points for reading or doing some online learning or even doing outdoor activities. So it'll be a good time for all.
Okay. Now, how long does this last?
It lasts through February 15th.
Very good. So it's a couple months, about 10 weeks or so. And what's the reward at the end? Despite doing this, you would want to learn something. Obviously, that's the one big thing out of this. But you also can gain some stuff too, right?
Yes. Along the way, you'll earn virtual badges. You know, you're following a librarian on your online form and doing different things, and you'll earn virtual badges, and then you can earn up to 5 actual buttons. We used buttons over the summer too, and the buttons will be awards for certain things, like will be one for art and one for history and one for nature, and then there's one for reading a certain number of hours, and then there's one for being a super reader if you reach another level of hours. And the big prize is that we will give away to one lucky reader in each age group a $50 gift card to a bookstore in town.
Very good. And as Lisa just said, ages, categories, okay? You don't have to be a child to take part in this.
No.
But they're welcome, obviously, because they're part of the group. But it goes all the way up through folks our age.
Yes, our age groups break down into up to 6th grade, and then 6th grade through 12th grade, and then adults is anybody 16 and over can go the adult route as well.
Very good. And this is explained at the library website, which is available 24/7 for you to peruse and look at. There's all kinds of information on there about things anyway. And so the winter reading program sounds like it's going to be a big deal. Again, trying to make this work in the era of COVID. That's the trick.
Yes. Yes, that's and we would love to have in-person things going on right now, but we really know that that's not good for anybody's health. So we're going this route, and you can do some outdoor activities and listen to audiobooks if you want to, and you can do all of it virtually if you want to, or you can come in and pick up some books.
Okay. Very good. Now, some of the other things that are going on, and I know you guys put out a newsletter where reading off that, or you are anyway. I'm looking upside down at it here, but a little bit of what's going on. But there are some other things that are being planned, right?
Yes. We recently started a teen book club. It meets on let me make sure I get this right. It meets on the second Thursdays of the month, and it's going to be a Zoom meeting. You need to register online for that as well, just so that we can get you the Zoom link so that you know you can do it. And right now they're reading the book Night Circus, so they'll be discussing that coming up next week.
Okay.
And that's kind of fun.
And that's going to continue here, as we said. And is there a sign-up or anything for that?
Yeah, it's a sign-up online. There's a link on our website to sign up for that, and then we'll get you the link for the Zoom meetings.
Okay.
And that's for grades 6 through 12.
That's where I was going with that next, as to what grades we're talking about there.
Uh-huh.
And those have seemed to be popular in the past.
Yes, and you know, we had a teen book club on and off throughout the years, and it's much more popular now just because people can meet from the convenience of their home and discuss the book, and it's a very quick and easy thing to do. You don't have to come out. You don't have to do any extra work. You can get the book online if you want to, or you can pick up a copy in the library.
Mm-hmm.
So,
All right, so what else do we have?
Well, we also have a book discussion this afternoon for kids. Again, that's another registration because it's a Zoom link, so you're going to have to register on library.stillwater.org. You can go on there or you can give us a call to register, and we'll get you set up, too, if you don't want to do it online. It's a discussion of Charlotte's Web. That was in conjunction. We had programs going with OSU with their radio performance they did of Charlotte's Web, and so this is going to be a book discussion for kids up to grade six.
And I understand those went over very well, too. They were very popular.
And we also have creative writing for the teens going on, and that's also in collaboration with OSU. We have an OSU creative writing person helping us with that, and that's the first Tuesday of the month. Again, come onto our website or give us a call to register so you can get the Zoom link to do that.
This would be a good time if you need a library card to get one also. Now, that does require a little bit of work and coming down to do that, or can you do that online?
You can do, if you would like to check out actual books, you do need to come into the library to get a library card. If you want to just have access to the e-library, you can email our librarians at circulation@stillwater.org with your information, and we will get you set up with an e-only library card, and you'll get that number within 24 hours.
And in there's something for everybody, right?
There is. We've just recently gotten access to a lot of different magazines, too. So you have your e-audiobooks, you have your magazines, and you have your e-books. So there's a lot. And there's some streaming, mostly little kids, little movies. So
I'm still trying to figure out grocery ads online. You know, so I can imagine what it's like. But don't be afraid of the technology. I'm not trying to scare anybody off here, because it's what's coming, it's what's here. And so and there'll be ways down the road they'll improve on that, I'm sure. But anyway, so the library has a number of different things that you can get involved in, and there are plans in the works for things in 2021 too.
Yes, we do plan to do a bit library big read coming up next year. You know, we haven't got everything set up for that. We have a health literacy grant that we're going to work on with some mental health things for people coming up in the early part of the year.
Okay.
So we're always busy planning for our Stillwater patrons. We just love all our patrons.
And you guys are open still every day, right?
We are still open every day. We reduced our hours in September a little bit, but we're still open every day. And if you are having technology problems, we're another resource for helping you. You can give us a call or even email us if you want to, and we can, you know, try to help you through some of your problems, at least with our library type stuff. And you know, if you can't get on a Zoom meeting, we've got books for that. So we're here to help you.
Very good. Now, give folks the location of the library and the hours and the phone number.
Okay, we're at 1107 South Duck, right at the corner of Duck and 12th. And we are open on Monday through Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Thursday, we're open from 9 to 9. Friday, we're open from 9 to 6. Saturday from 10 to 4, and Sunday from 1 to 5.
Very good. We appreciate, as always, the folks from the library being with us. And Lisa, for folks who don't know, talk about the area that you work in specifics.
I'm at the help desk, so we're there to answer any questions, help you out if you're having need to find a book, help you look through the catalog. We're there to help you with your computer needs when you're at the library, and answer any questions that you might have if you call on the phone. And we're there just to kind of help keep everything moving smoothly along.
And we might mention, too, that if you do go to the library, there is a time limit of how long you can be there.
Right. We are keeping people to an hour in the library, and you do need to wear a mask, just, you know, the city of Stillwater mandate for the masks. And we're doing that to try to keep us open, because if we all get sick, then we end up closing down again.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't need that.
Which was kind of the issue before, so we didn't want to have that happen again. So again, we mentioned the hours. Give one more time that phone number, if you would.
It's 405-372-3633, and if you need the help desk, we're extension 8106.
Very good. Good to see you, Lisa. Thanks for the visit.
Good to see you, too.
Thank you.